we go in a little deeper. From what is to that which is what is not. You're going to have an extremely open sense of being, open mind to understand what I am trying to offer to you. It is a deep and profound transition that I am offering to you, that the Tao offers to all of us, that both Jesus and Buddha offered us, but we are ignorant, indifferent. We just do not understand, nor do we care to understand. With beauty comes ugly, with good comes bad. We want to separate them. We don't see them for what they are. Our indifference is our illness. What one of us regards as beautiful, another will observe and experience through indifference. What is this thing, this sentient being? How do we become one? It is only through compassion, deep, profound compassion, not pity, but compassion. The first you, then me attitude. This is a very important thing for us to understand. To shake our cruelty off, our selfishness, and our pride. To shake them off. To begin to see that they belong to the animal instincts within us all. How we deal with our money. How we deal with our empathy. Our compassion towards those who are suffering, those who are annoying, those who seem to have no place in our life, and yet they are there. To go through all of this and misunderstand it is a terrible thing that we do. It is what creates war, famine, poverty, and the cycle of birth and death over and over again. People do not understand this. Worst of all, they are indifferent to it. They don't care to. To open up our whole life and our being, to free ourselves from the literal mind, this is what living is all about. To go beyond the suffering of hardships and difficulties. We have to understand where this all stems from, arises from, my evil. My evil arises out of the misunderstanding of my body. To try to preserve it, to try to make it comfortable, to think that I would be in the hell of discomfort for the rest of my life is a frightening idea to most of us. We do not understand the body. Its nature is to be born and to live in the birth of its biology. And then its eventual decline into death. This is the way. Beauty and ugly, good and bad, they belong together. All things live in pairs, and they are dependent upon one another. You can't have one without the other. In this world, whatever you have that is beautiful will deteriorate. It will turn into something that was once beautiful and is now seemingly ugly. This is the manner of this world. This is the world you and I are incarnated in. It is not a punishment. It is not a reward. It simply is the way things are. To know what is and what is not, this is a blessing. Buddha was asked by Ananda about the very thing that probably bugs us all. How do we get out of this? How do we get out of this karma of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death? How do we do it? How do we awaken that sentient being within us? Buddha smiled at Ananda when he asked the question, how do we overcome hardship? And then Ananda asked, when did this mind of compassion arise in you? It is said that the Buddha smiled upon Ananda, and he gave him this story. It was immeasurable years ago, he said. There were two sinners that lived in the hells. The guards in these hells peeled off the skin of their bodies and used them as straps to pull the carts. In addition to this, the guards ordered them both to pull one of the extremely heavy iron carts. Terribly difficult to do. During the process of the pulling of these carts, the guards would also use iron clubs to beat them. In this way, these two sinners reportedly struggled back and forth, not even having the time to be able to catch their breath. One of these two finally became exhausted, collapsed onto the ground. And when the guards saw what had happened, they at once started beating this man fearlessly with total intent of killing him. It was fierce. Witnessing the misery of this partner, the other man became filled with feelings of strong compassion. He told the guards, "Could you please allow me to take his place? I can pull the cart by myself." Well, when the guards heard this, they flew into a rage and with their iron clubs started to beat this man to his death. However, due to the presence of compassion that arose in this man, this sinner put an end to his karmic consequences, Buddha said. These consequences kept him in the inner hells and produced all manner of evil. But all of a sudden, from this karmic consequence came compassion. And the man was reborn in that moment to the inner heavens, to awaken, to become the Buddha. After finishing the story, Ananda said, "This man in hell that you talk about, who possessed a full heart of compassion and was finally willing to replace his partner was actually who? And Buddha smiled and said, he was me in a previous life. And ever since that lifetime, seeing the suffering of human beings, I was brought out of a human mind and into the compassion of my heart. This story is immensely important. It reflects both the good and the bad, the beauty and the ugly. They live together in this world, you and I, being what we are, being what we have not achieved, and being what we believe we are, we live in the hell of ourselves. It is interesting to me how most people cannot be compassionate. They refuse to be compassionate. And it is because of their pride, their vanity, their immaturity. Whatever your body brings about to you, however it beats you and tortures you, you have to understand this is the life you have chosen out of indifference. You and I live in this indifference. I do just as well as you. Nobody escapes it, not a Jesus, not a Buddha, not a Lao Tzu. In this world, there is going to be pleasure and pain, good and bad, beauty and ugly. They come in pairs. And you must understand that. And when you do, you will not be trying to change things in the outer world. You will live in a merciful heart. You will become capable of feeling beyond your emotions, living beyond the confines of consequence. This requires consciousness. I am always amazed. I am always amazed in my day, and even to this day, I would offer tremendous discourses and teachings in the Sunday morning thing I would do, in the classes I would do, and even now in these discourses and in workshops, in retreats that I do. And it is interesting to me, the people who live in the hell that the Buddha taught here, they're never around. When something becomes pertinent, when I would have a subject that would help a person, really help them, they would not show up. They had other things to do. They were serving the other master, the ugly, the evil. Oh, they went on vacation, or oh, they had something they wanted to do, like go to brunch. I had a student come to me recently, past student. Her pride was too much. But she said to me, I wish I had never left you. I didn't invite her back, because I understood she was not ready yet. But like the two men in hell, she wasn't done yet. Done with her suffering, done with her hurt, her pain, her sorrow. She wasn't done yet. Coming into a female body is a very difficult thing. It is different from a male body. The female is interested only in survival and reproduction. Totally different from the male body, who is interested only in discovery. He will reach out. He will try to discover things. It is not better than the female. It is just different. And most of the time, he is looking for an easier way to live. That's what he thinks he's discovering. But the truth of the matter is, if he would go a little further, a little deeper, he wouldn't be hit by those clubs so fiercely. He wouldn't be in the misery. Misery drives men. Fear drives women. Men are looking to overcome their misery. Women are trying to avoid it. Both have their place in this world. One is not better than the other. And how rare it is to find someone that understands first you, then me. You and I have lived many lifetimes in many different ways, in many different bodies, in many different worlds. But we do not recognize that because we lack consciousness. Where there is no sense of consciousness, there can be no sentient being. You can't feel beyond your emotions. You can't live beyond your fears, your impulses. To be conscious, aware, responsive to the nature of your own being, the nature of this world, beyond the world, to understand it with compassion and not to hate it, but to understand, this is where I am, it is here that I am. And to hate it or to disrespect it in any way does not change one single thing about it. The change must be within me. Let me read you something here from Tuang Tsa. All things exist in pairs, he said, and are dependent upon one another. This cannot exist without that. But what causes this? What power stands behind it all? I see its works, yet I cannot see the form. We are more interested in the form than we are in understanding how it works. Putting things together through logic and reasoning. This will not work. I'll tell you why. Because the existence of life is dependent upon impermanence. I cannot grasp the state of impermanence when I am looking for something permanent to happen to me. Something that I deem better than the life I have currently. We have to, as the Buddha talked about in his story, we have to catch our breath. The breath of silence, the breath of love. Most people are not interested in love. They can only know human love, not real love. Authentic love, love that is transcendent. What the man did when he said, please allow me to take his place. I can pull this cart by myself. This is the manner of the way. What changed him? Let's meditate together. I want you to sit with a question. Don't find the answer. Just sit with this question. Are you ready? What would change me?